Praise the Lord. Now you have some water, right?
Yes, now we have water.
That's nice. Yep, we are just getting all together over here for the trip over there to San Fernando. Over.
What I did not mention, which would be nice, would be some basic staples like rice and I think I mentioned pasta.
You like pasta? What kind of pasta?
Curly pasta. It's like a little spiral. I like that.
Okay. I will try to put in the original list because we're trying to divide and a lot of people just helping out to try to get those things. And I will let it know who's going to stay. Adriana, I think so. She's going, right? Over.
Yes, Adriana. Is anyone else going? Is Christy coming?
No, everybody is busy, you know, doing something. There is a lot of teams coming through and stuff like that. That's why. And Christy has to go to different. I think she has to go to La Paz to do some documentation, and then she will be going to Peru too. Over.
What will she be doing in Peru? Like, move there or what?
Well, she has a team coming to Peru, and she has to report over there, and I think she's going to help for a week over there, I think so. Over.
Okay. That's too bad she can't come. I thought she maybe could. So just Adriana, right? And Greg?
Yes, Positivo. And I think they're trying to line up other people, too, from Jimena's church, too. Over.
That'd be nice for Jimena. She has pretty much decided to, like, never talk to me, which sucks so incredibly much.
Oh, man. She's not talking to you at all? Over.
Yeah, no. Only when I ask her a question, and she'll only say yes or no. Over.
Oh, man. Even if you try to just open some conversation? Over.
Yeah, she has nothing she wants to say to me, it seems like.
Oh, man. Well, we still continue praying, you know, the Lord just can solve those hearts, you know, over there. And I know it's hard for you over there. But we are over here. No, we are praying for you. Over.
That's cool. Thanks so much. That's very nice.
Okay. We are over here. And if you need something else for the trip, you know, just let me know. Or let it know to Gregorio. Over.
Well, for Greg and Adriana, I wanted to say that as far as for them to have something to sleep on, it'd be good if they brought it. At the hangar, I think I have a little camp mat kind of thing that you can roll out and sleep on. If Greg could bring that, that'd be great, and I can use that. I don't know what, I think Greg might have an inflatable thing that he sleeps on. But I think I have my tent, actually, and a little mat, which I think I would like, in case we have company, I can use that. Over.
Okay. I will suggest those things to him. Okay. Something else? Over.
Just a little bit. How was prayer meeting, and how is Allie doing? Can you tell me?
Yeah, she's doing pretty, pretty good over here. She just, she's very excited, you know, to be here and to be finally over here in Bolivia, and she is very happy to be part of the school over here. Over.
That's cool. Do you know when she can come and talk to me?
Yes, I think so. They were planning and doing that stuff, but we don't know yet when and what day she's going to do that, because she's trying to just set it up her stuff in the school. And like yesterday I helped her to go to school, and she was just spending time over there just organizing, just knowing what where is going to be her environment to teaching over there. Over.
What grade is she teaching?
Second grade, elementary. Over.
That's really exciting. When does Depot get in?
I think in a week and a half, something very soon. Over.
That's exciting. I can't wait to talk to them both. It's really fun. I can't wait to talk to Allie.
That's true. They are so fun. They are so fun to have around here. And we spent a lot of time talking over here, and she was yesterday actually in the for dinner with us or lunch with us, I don't remember, but we spent time over here in our house. Over.
That's cool. I haven't even seen your house yet. I can't wait to see it when I come back. Who knows whenever that will be.
You're very welcome to come and just, we have a nice house. God just give us a good place. Over.
I think I've been there once when the Nyquist lived there.
Yes, yes, it's the same house. The same house, and I think that was good with us. Over.
This morning I wanted to call before 9, and maybe we can make an earlier call time, because I'm going to be teaching in the school on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So we maybe make an earlier time of 8 o'clock to talk, or 8:30, over.
That would be good, that would be good. But I think tomorrow we will have a late flight tomorrow, and in the morning tomorrow I will be helping Laura to move from her old house to her new house. Over.
Laura Boyce is moving. Why is she moving and where is she going?
She will be in with Depot and Ali and Mike's bank house, old house. Over.
I did not know that. Wow. I had no idea. So, did she buy it? Like, who owns the house? Who is she renting from, or how is that working?
I think she's renting from the... I think it's the same organization she is. And only because Mike left and the house is empty, and then how to rent the house, that's why they're renting. And the three girls will be there together. Over.
Wow, so she likes that better than her other house? Her other house is way close to the school.
Yes, yes, that will be a little wise, but I think they will be, because Laura has their school, they have a car, I think they will be falling with her over there. Over.
That's cool. Did somebody, just because I'm nosy, I'm curious, right? So her other house that she was living in, did the owners come back, or who's living in that now?
I think they have a new renters over there, or something like a new family from the same mission over there. Over.
Cool. I didn't know any of that. That's pretty fun. That's cool that they're living in that house. Let's see if they're still going to be missing
me. Gregorio, just 1 second. Okay, Katie.
Okay, so I'll touch base with you guys. I'll talk with you guys maybe at this time tomorrow. Is that good?
I think that will be okay. This time will be a good time because I will be here, you know, and Greg will be flying. Over.
You know when Adrena is going to be getting on the train?
I don't know for sure when she will be in the train, but they will be Friday, I think, so flying to San Fernando. Over.
Can you give her a message for me today? Maybe give her a call or something? Tell her I am so, 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 so glad she's coming. Over.
Okay, I can tell. Yeah, I will call her and tell her you're exciting about she coming over to San Fernando to have somebody to talk over there. Over.
And you can tell Greg I'm so, 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 so thankful that he's able to come too, and I'm really glad and ready to see them. Over.
Okay, I will let it know to him too. Okay, over.
Okay, well, I've promised to teach English class for some teachers here and some other adults on Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 until 3:30, so I'm going to go teach English. I've never done this before in my life, and I really have no clue what I'm doing, so you can think about me as I'm teaching English. Over.
Okay, I think you will do well, because you speak English very well. Over.
Thanks. I mean, really, Chinese is my first language, so I think I do pretty good with English, too. Thanks so much.
Okay, Katie. I have a great time over there just teaching the people over there, and I know they're excited to know the new language, too, over there. I bet so. And we will be praying. I will be remembering you this afternoon, and you can be confident. You know, the Lord is just putting words or life for those people over there. Over.
Awesome. Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much, Debbie. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.